It's VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Fighting raged in the Gaza Strip Thursday in the Israel-Hamas war, which began when Hamas launched an unprecedented October 7th attack that resulted in about 1,160 deaths in Israel, mostly civilians. Israel's retaliatory campaign has killed at least 32,490 people. That's according to the health ministry in Hamas-run Gaza. In an AP interview, a pediatric intensive care doctor visiting from Jordan, Tanya Haj Hassan, says doctors in Gaza's hospitals are struggling with the catastrophic situation they are facing daily.
They're struggling because they're exhausted. They've run out of the resources that they need. They've asked for those resources, but they're prevented, that aid is prevented from coming in.
Former U.S. Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton join current U.S. President Joe Biden at a fundraiser in New York City tonight. This to help boost his campaign in the run-up to the November election. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said both former presidents strongly support President Biden.
These are presidents, two former presidents, the current president, that believe in what we're trying to do in the Biden-Harris administration, trying to move this country forward, trying to make sure we're protecting our democracy, protecting our freedom.
The search for bodies has been paused as attention turns to clearing debris from the deadly collapse of the bridge in the U.S. port city of Baltimore and the reopening of the port. The bodies of two construction workers were recovered from a submerged truck on Wednesday. Four people remain missing and are presumed dead, but divers can't operate around the mangled debris that has encased submerged vehicles. That's what officials are saying. The bridge was struck by a cargo ship that had lost power on Tuesday morning. This is VOA News. Pope Francis urged his priests